Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my husband is lying to me and he's using his work to hide it from me.
Okay. What is your husband's name?
Dan.
Dan. Okay. So now why do you think he's lying to you?
Okay, so a couple weeks ago I asked him if we were going to do anything for Valentine's Day because I was scheduling a hair appointment for Saturday afternoon, you know, and I would much rather go after my hair was done than before, whatever, whatever. So I asked him if he thought we were going to be doing anything, and he tells me that he's pretty sure he has to be in Cleveland that weekend for a work thing. I guess it's some kind of conference about internet marketing or something.
Okay, so no Valentine's weekend for you then?
I guess not. He said I'll make it up to you when I get back. So anyways, I asked him last week if he was still going, and he said, well, yeah, I have to. So I thought it would be cute if I could, like, see and find out what hotel he would be staying at and surprise him and have flowers sent to his room on Valentine's Day. So when he checked in, he would know that I remembered, you know?
Oh, flowers in the old hotel room. That is very sweet and thoughtful.
I think so. So tell me how come I called his work and talked to his secretary, and she tells me that the conference isn't until March. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is the one in Cleveland. And she goes, yeah, that's called Web Summit 20, and it's coming up in March, and your husband is scheduled to go.
Okay. So, all right, so if he's not going to Cleveland this weekend, then where exactly is he going?
I don't know, but it sure sounds like he's lying to me.
So, okay, well, what we could do is we can try to call him, and then we can see if we can catch him with his pants down here, Steph. But I should probably warn you in advance, we don't give this warning very often, but it is Valentine's week. Sometimes when we do these calls around this time of year, we accidentally ruin surprises. Like, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, what if he's secretly planning a trip for you to go on with him and he wanted to surprise you?
That would be fine with me. I would love that.
Yeah, I know you would love it. I'm just saying, but we would basically be ruining all the hard work he tried to put in for a surprise.
But you know what? If that's what this turns out to be, then leave him to me. He might be mad we ruined his surprise, but I'll take good care of him all weekend long, trust me.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, now I hope it's a surprise trip. Okay, so first question, do you happen to know for his not real trip to Cleveland, which airline he's flying?
I don't. But I could text him right now and ask him if you want.
Yeah, could you? Because that would definitely help out a lot.
Hang on a second. Are we going to be calling him pretending to be that airline?
Yeah, that was the plan.
I mean, you don't think it's going to look a little suspicious that 3 minutes after he gets a text asking what airline he's flying, that exact airline calls him up? I mean, plus we're assuming that he's even flying in the first place. I mean, what if he's not? Like, what if he's driving up to Baltimore or something, or driving down to Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Or driving to the oceanfront.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
it would seem a little bit out of... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you have no idea what airline he's flying then? Or, well, we don't know that he's flying.
Well, I can tell you he does usually fly Delta because he has this SkyMiles credit card that he has, like, a ton of points on.
Okay. So that helps. Actually, I think I have an idea that might work that we won't have to assume he's flying anywhere to pull off. In fact, this idea might actually work better. So, Steph, we're going to put you on hold so you can give Shaggy your husband's number, and then we'll call him when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling for a Daniel Can, please.
Hi, yeah, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, this is Sean Mendez. I'm calling from the Delta SkyMiles program. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. So the reason I'm calling is because I noticed your account is due for an upgrade, and I didn't know if you had received our email letting you know that you have an upgrade coming.
No, I don't think I saw that.
Okay, well, you know what I think is happens is a lot of our emails get stuck in junk folders or blocked by spam filters. So basically, this is a free upgrade to you. It won't cost you anything. There's no additional annual fee or anything like that. It's just an upgrade for your loyalty to our program and as a way to say thank you. Now, if you have a minute, I can go over what's going to change about your upgrade with you, if you like.
Yeah, sure. I got a minute.
Okay, so the boarding and baggage policies are all pretty much going to be the same as before. One thing that you're going to have access to, though, is our Delta Sky Miles Club. And those are found in a ton of airports across the country. So, for example, do you happen to know when the next time you're going to be flying is?
Well, actually, I'm flying out this weekend, but I'm flying United, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, that's okay. I can still get you into our private club in case you need to unwind after your flight or if they're getting your bags off the plane. Do you happen to know what airport you'd be landing at?
Yeah, I'm landing in Orlando.
Okay.
But actually, there's a pretty long layover in Newark. And if you guys could get me in somewhere in Newark, that would actually be even better because that place sucks.
Yes, well, I think we can accommodate you, no problem. So now part of your upgrade allows you also to have a guest join you in the lounge. Yes, your guest, in case you're not traveling alone. Is there a name that you'd like me to send them as a guest of yours?
Yeah, can you actually put down Dawn Will?
Okay, and so I have you and Ms. Will down as our guests at our SkyMiles Club in Newark. And now what day will you be traveling?
Friday. We leave Friday morning, and our layover is, like, sometime that afternoon.
Okay, great. Now, can you hang on 1 second while I put everything into the computer here? And then you may hear the operator come on for your confirmation, okay? She's just going to double-check on everything for us, okay?
Awesome. No problem.
Okay, great. Don't hang up. Okay. Steph, do we know who this Dawn person is? Do we know who that is at all?
Yeah, I'd say I f***ing know her pretty well since she's been living next door to us for the past 5 f***ing years.
Wait, hold on a second. She lives next door to you?
Yeah, right f***ing next door. I'm literally not kidding.
So, okay, so she's your next door neighbor. Is she also married?
Yeah, married with 2 f***ing kids. She's on her second husband, though.
So, okay. So, oh, wow. All right, so listen, we still have Dan on the other line. Do you want us to put him on with you, or?
I mean, that depends. Do you want a bunch of foul f***ing language on your radio station?
Well, I mean, you sort of did that anyways, so we can continue it.
I think you've covered that. Right? Don't worry about the language part. We can take care of that. The question is, do you want to talk to him?
Put him on.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay, Dan, I'm going to put you on with our operator now, and she's going to confirm everything, okay?
Well, you're a goddamn operator. Actually, this is your wife. And I just wanted to say, I hope you and your whore of a neighbor have a great time on your little trip, because when you come back, you will have to move all of your shit into her house because you ain't living here anymore. Also, you two f***ing lovebirds might want to figure out what you're going to do when I tell her husband what's going on. Actually, maybe I'll invite him over this weekend while you're gone and tell him everything. How's that sound, Dan? You'll finally let him do to me what you've been trying to do to me for the past 5 years, but I keep saying no to. How's that?
I'm sorry. Do you want to tell me what's going on right now? I don't
know. Dan? Dan, listen, this isn't Delta Airlines. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. And right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Stephanie called us.
F***ing Valentine's Day.
She found out you were lying about going on a work trip this weekend.
Yeah, and if you really want to know what this you need to be worried about, I just decided I'm not going to work today. I think I'll go next door instead and have a little conversation with the neighbors. You know, we just don't talk as much as we used to. I think I'll walk over there this morning and just pop my head in the door and say, "Hey, everybody, how's it going? Got any plans for Valentine's Day? Is anyone f***ing my husband?"
Dude, please, wait. Please don't do this. Don't act irrational here. Wait till I get home.
Okay.
We can talk about everything first, okay?
Yeah, okay, let me think. Nope, f*** you.
Man.
Run.
Dan, if I were you, I honestly would get home as soon as possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.